Hope everybody's doing well. Great game yesterday. Real good game. It was a great team win, as you can see. Anytime that you can win in the National Football League, I say this all the time, we'll take it, particularly a home game. December, this time of the year, very impressive. We came into the game talking about trying to create some negative plays on first and second down, trying to neutralize this run game and trying to get these guys into third and long. I thought we did a great job of that, particularly up front. I thought our guys played well. They penetrated. They got behind the line of scrimmage, and they gave us a chance on third down. When you look at these young corners, it was great to see these guys step up yesterday. Daryl Worley, James Bradbury, they had an outstanding game, came up with some critical plays that changed the outcome of the game. So it was good to see those guys step up and make plays, particularly the interceptions. So, you know, the character of this defense, most importantly, the character of this team stood out yesterday, the way we bounced back. You know, we didn't come in last week feeling sorry for ourselves, nor are we going to try to pat ourselves on the back this week. You know, it's all about trying to get ready for the next game, and we got a big task ahead of us in Green Bay. So with that, I'll take questions.
Ron said you will work under the assumption that Aaron's going to play. With that being said, what unique challenges does he present, Steve? And I know you have a pretty long history of facing him in the NFC North.
Well, when you look at Aaron, I mean, I just think he's one of the top quarterbacks in the league, as we know, future Hall of Famer. They got those outstanding back shoulder ball. You know, it's one of the best in the league I've ever seen. Does a great job there. He's seen every look. He does a great job of really trying to manage the offense and put him in great position based off identifying rotation and pressure, those kind of things. So, and he's pretty elusive right there with his feet as well. I don't know how much he's going to try to run coming off a surgery with his shoulder, but he has the complete package. And, again, if he plays, we're going to have our hands full.
Steve, Ron just said that when you guys are going over game plans and you're talking about being aggressive and blitzing more than the team has done in prior years, your reasoning is really sound, and I'm wondering what that conversation is like.
Well, I think the biggest thing, as I started out, Jordan, is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the offense behind the sticks on third down. Anytime you get an offense in third and short, third and three, third and four, it's tough to call a game. You know, so I think it starts once again, as you saw early in the year, you know, we're creating negative plays on first and second down, so where we can get these guys in third and long, 8, 7 plus. So therefore, now we can sort of mix up what we're doing for as front coverage, most importantly, you know, bringing pressure.
Can you expand a little bit more on what Daryl has been doing well lately, and perhaps still what you're looking for him to do a little bit better?
Well, I think number one, I think Daryl has really handled the situation, the competition. I think he's, you know, handling it in a great manner. Each and every day he goes out to practice trying to get better, not understanding, okay, at the end who's going to start. But his mindset is that he's going to start. And I think he's gotten better in that situation there. But as I said before, Bill, I think his ball skills are tremendous, and you saw that. Kyle Love had a tremendous factor on that play. For us getting pressure and not allowing the quarterback to step up, but then with the ability of Daryl trying to find and track the ball and turning around and going up, you know, that's all him, you know. And that's one of the things that he brings, and that's the reason why we drafted him. Great ball skills.
Do you have the numbers, Steve, on how many blitzes you had yesterday?
No, really don't try to keep a track of it in that regards. You know, it's just really a feel of the game and what's going on, and you know, what I'm trying to create from a standpoint of movement, personnel-wise, what they're doing. We're just trying to mix it in there and keep them off balance.
Where did you learn this aggressiveness? If you look back at your coaching career, obviously it's something that you've cultivated over the years, but how did you kind of arrive at this personality that you have as a player?
I think that's just what it is, Jason. I think it's just my personality as a whole, to be honest. Being a DB coach, you seem like most people think you're going to be just the opposite. You know, really wanting to play a lot of zone. But my thing is really trying to affect the game in a positive way for the defense. And when you look at most of these quarterbacks, if you sit back and give these guys time to really analyze the defense. They're going to find an open pocket. So, as you can see, pretty much what we're trying to do is get the ball out quick and do a great job for us making the tackle. You see one back-to-back play. I don't know the numbers, but, you know, we did a great job. Thomas made a tackle. The ball came out quick, and then it was 3rd and 7, and James Bradberry made a tackle right there, and we held him to a field goal. So that's the mindset. You know, it's not sitting back and being soft. Well, I just think most importantly, I tell the guys all the time, it's not the calls, it's the men, you know. So I feel very confident in the players that we have out there that they're going to execute, number one. And then number two, I've been around here for a while to the point of I've seen it throughout the years to where you just get into that mode of sitting back a little bit, and a lot of teams do it, and all of a sudden now they cross the 50 and you're biting your nail. So I think it's just a mere fact of just really trying to mix it up. It's a feel of what's going on throughout the game, and most importantly, the players out there executing. When you look at what teams are trying to do to us, a lot of times 6-7 man protection, that's what we've been getting really the last 3 or 4 weeks, and sometimes it's difficult to get there. So you just got to pick and choose, and then the next thing comes is the screen game, which you saw yesterday, and I thought we did a tremendous job in really setting the edge and D-line retracing, running ball, had an outstanding play on the screen. So we understand, you know, when you have this kind of mentality, what's coming. We just got to be able to, you know, play our technique and do a great job in executing.
So, Keenum is one of those guys that's proven he's pretty good at avoiding the rush and kind of making you pay if you're not able to get home. He did that a couple times Sunday. But is that one of those things you're kind of just willing to live with at a certain point? And you obviously finished with 6 sacks and had a ton of pressure on him. But how do you balance kind of knowing that he can –
Well, I think once again, not only just talking about each and every week, when you come out of a game, you sit down and you talk about, okay, things that you could have done differently. So there's some things up front that that we'll do next time, facing a quarterback that really scrambles like that. Some of the things that we did against Buffalo with Tyrod Taylor, you know. So, but, yeah, it's always that give and take. You look at, I think he had about 40 yards rushing. And so we pretty much neutralized the run game, but it's just something that you got to think about and just something that you got to you know, try to correct next time around.
That's the big factor facing Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he may not be 100% coming back, a little rusty, but there's also the stink of he's Aaron Rodgers. How does that play into the mindset? Does that players when you're going out there?
Well, I really think the focus, David, really has to be on you, has to be on us. And it's about the fundamentals and technique. When you look at it, you know, I think someone said early in the year that we probably had one of the easiest schedules, and I didn't really understand that. When you look at the quarterbacks that we face, number one, this is probably the toughest division going against Breeze and, you know, Matt Ryan twice a year. Then you talk about Brady. You talk about Wentz, you talk about Stafford, now you're talking about Aaron Rodgers. So we've seen some of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League this year. And I think the focus, once again, is not really trying to concentrate on what they do personally. Scheme-wise, yes, but we just got to work our technique and do what we do.
I know Addison's had some good games this year. Was yesterday his best or one of his best, Mario?
I would say, you know, Mario to me is very consistent. You know, very consistent. He's relentless in getting after the quarterback. Did he have a great game yesterday? Yes, he did. But to me, he's always a factor each and every game, you know, for us. If he's not really getting the sack on the quarterback, he's getting pressure, which is affecting the throw and those kind of things. So tremendous effort off the edge, great speed, and very solid in the run game. A lot of times you want to just take a guy like that and say, okay, he's a third down rusher. Mario is very strong, can hold his gap, and does a great job at the six technique as well.
Last week, Julius called Mario a premier pass rusher. Would you agree with that?
Oh, I definitely agree with that. I think he is, and I think, you know, that's the reason why he's proven himself to be one of the top in the league, and that's why he got paid last year.
Last year, you interviewed with the Rams, of course. You've already been getting mentioned again this year to kind of be in that interview cycle. Understanding that's not your priority right now, but what's your confidence level your kind of readiness to step into one of those jobs?
You know, Joe, the thing that I'm going to say right now is I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell the players. Let's stay focused on being focused. And I'm not really going to entertain it or talk about it at this particular time. The biggest thing that we have next week right now is Green Bay, and that's going to be my focus right now. And whatever happens at the end of the year is going to happen.
Could I just, with a quick follow-up, could you kind of explain how you might have benefited from that experience last offseason going out and talking to the Rams?
I think it's always good when you have opportunity to be able to get in front of anybody and just sell yourself. But, we'll just address that situation when it comes in the offseason.
How important is maintenance and rotation for some of the veteran guys on the defense?
I think it's very important, particularly this time of the year. When you start talking about late December and the number of reps that we've gotten over the years right here, particularly going back to training camp, I think is extremely important, particularly guys like Peppers, older guys, Mike Adams, those guys right there. I think you really got to monitor their reps, particularly in practice as well as in the game. And Eric does a great job of rotating those guys up front.
How did they keep themselves from getting worn down over the season?
Well, I think strength and conditioning, the medical staff, training staff, I think they all do a great job. They have a hand in all of it. But those guys are professionals, and they do a great job of taking care of their body, coming in here early, staying late.
Steve, KK had two sacks yesterday. Critical moments, too. What do you think of his performance Sunday, and overall, how do you think he's played?
He's playing at definitely a Pro Bowl level, without a doubt. Two critical sacks, as you just mentioned, Matt. Red zone, opportunity right there off a turnover to stop those guys, and we did. And he came up with a critical play right there, holding those guys to a field goal. Came back out in a two-minute type situation and then got a back-to-back sack. So he showed up big time for us, and his performance has been great all year. The particular one down on the goal line there, he put himself in a situation to where he went to the one-on-one with the guard. He wanted to go to the three technique, and we say all the time, when you have a one-on-one, you have to win. So it was great to see that he wanted that challenge, and most importantly, he finished the play.
Steve, Rogers notwithstanding, what else have you seen, and what concerned you about the Packers offense?
Well, I think really just the whole, I think they do a great job of just balancing it from a run-pass standpoint. I think they have great receivers, and the biggest thing, once again, going into this game, as we talk about each and every week, Joe, we got to stop the run. We got to make this team one-dimensional. That was our concern last week. I thought these guys had two dynamic running backs, and we were able to neutralize those guys and, again, try to get them into a third and long type situation. And then I think it's about pinning your ears back, trying to get the quarterback and mixing things up for his front coverage. So, again, our mindset and the mission, again, going in is we've got to be fundamentally sound up front, trying to create some negative plays on first and second down.
Curious, what was the reaction in the film room when you guys looked over and saw a 5'9" corner being ducked under by Case Keenum?
Well, it wasn't really the film room. It was really from the box up top. It was like, it was hard to believe that that he could duck that low. But, again, the guy's phenomenal. He has great ability. I thought Captain had him. He was right there. So, kudos to him. He did a good job of avoiding the rush.
Thank you.